You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We'll talk a little bit more in the trending report about what's going on in D.C. today, Inauguration Day for the United States of America. We'll cover that just a tad bit. I don't think there's a whole lot we could tell you that you probably haven't already heard.
I'm going to talk about the transition on online, basically, all the social media accounts that get transferred over. That's a big biggie today, too. So yeah. It's kind of interesting.
We'll get into that a little bit later. Last night, I was upstairs. I have an area in the master bedroom. It's a sitting area, so, you know, 9 families out of 10 would put some sort of little couch or a comfy chair in there. Maybe a reading lamp. And in mine, instead, I have a writing desk. And so that's where I do my work. I go up there, turn a fan on so there's some white noise, and I sit there and do some work. And I'll sometimes spend a couple of hours in the afternoon or evening up there. Yesterday, it was about 6:30, 7, I came wandering downstairs, and the two ladies were sitting on the couch. And I go, "What do you got? What are you watching?" "Well, Jeremy, I got sucked in. It's only a 4-parter. And they were on part number 2, and I stood there and watched, then eventually wandered around and sat down on the couch. And the next thing you know, I had watched the final 2.5 episodes, a documentary on the Night Stalker, the serial killer from California, Southern California and San Francisco back in the mid-80s.
Yikes.
And I gotta tell you,
pretty good.
Dude, we know that true crime is a huge genre. Especially with women, for some reason. Women seem to really, really love.
Which is concerning on one level.
True crime stuff. Don't think it hasn't crossed my mind a lot.
Taking notes.
But both Gretchen and her daughter Zoe are absolutely fascinated by all of it, and I'm going to tell you, I understand why, because these documentaries are so well made, and they suck you in so much. And to think that all this was real, this is not a movie.
That's the trippy part of it. When you listen to these podcasts or watch these shows, you're like, you disconnect a little bit because you are watching it on TV, but then you have to bring yourself back down to earth and be like, dude, this stuff actually happened.
Yeah.
What was going through this guy's mind? How can he live like this?
I have to do a spoiler merely because, I mean, you could look it up online. You can find out what happened. You know, the guy was caught. I mean, come on. But it was the way he was caught that I found the most fascinating of all, is that when they finally figure out his identity and they flash his picture, you know, all over TV and in newspapers, he's on the front page of papers. Here he is. This is the guy. He is kind of spotted somewhere, and he bolts, and he's running through a neighborhood, and the citizens all in that neighborhood are all out front enjoying themselves on a nice sunny day in Southern California, and they recognize him, and they go after him.
Oh, my God.
And he essentially is caught by a bunch of citizens who whooped him upside
citizens
his
arrest!
Head with a pole, and he was bleeding, and he finally said something like, "I was glad the police showed up."
Yeah.
Because they just took it into their whole
hey, good for them.
Hands.
Good.
They're like, "We've had enough of this. This guy has killed like more than a dozen people and attacked like 40 something people." The people stood up and they said, "Enough. We know who you are.
Gosh,
down
man.
You go."
That's crazy.
It was a really wild ending.
I know the emails are going to come in. What's the name of it and where did you watch it?
It's Netflix.
Okay.
It's called The Night Stalker.
Okay.
And the funny thing is, there's actually been a couple of serial killers that they've lumped that title onto. Mm-hmm. And it's not like people were brilliant to come up with that. That was actually the name of a TV show that I watched as a kid. It was called The Night Stalker. So they just took that name and they applied it to this guy. And then they applied it to another guy. But the show is just called The Night Stalker on Netflix. And it's 4 parts. And it's interviewing all the police officers today who were involved in it back in the 80s.
That's pretty cool.
And their stories, you know, and how difficult it was on their family life, you know, because they carry this around with them. They bring it home with them. You know, they try not to.
It consumes them, I'm sure.
Yes.
They want to solve it.
Because they cannot catch this guy. And it's,
man. Well, I might have to watch. I don't know. I might watch it. I don't know.
You really should at least watch one. This one is well done. And it's only four parts. And it's history, you know.
Yeah, it is.
And you were alive. This is not like ancient history. You were around in the 80s.
I was. A wee lad, though.
Anyway, so that's what I was doing with my night. What did you do?
Sick yesterday. I was sick for most of the day. And it's funny.
Sick.
Just really bad headache, not feeling well. And it was just normal sick. But you instantly start, you know, like, oh, my God, I got the Rona. But I slept most of the day yesterday. It was actually quite helpful. So I feel great today. I'm consumed today by the news because it is Inauguration Day. But it does cause a lot of stress for people. Of course. So I just want to give everyone a little public service, a little heads up, that there is a website and a phone number that can help you out. It's called Just Scream. Now, it's a hotline created by an elementary school teacher, and he created it to help reduce tension among those needing an outlet. Now, the crazy part is he's shutting it down tomorrow, so you can just get in today. If you're all wound up about the inauguration. Now, I did post the link on our Facebook with the phone number and everything. I'm not going to give it out here. And the link is kind of funny. When you click on it, you can scroll through and actually listen to everyone's screams. And a majority of them are not people screaming. And the little things that they say, there was like kids calling in and singing, and it's actually quite entertaining to listen to. So I did issue a challenge to everybody that's going to click on the link and possibly call the number today. Once you call it, just scream Dom and Jeremy for us and see if we can't get into the archive there a few times today.
How
and
funny
we'll go back
be?
Here in a few days and listen to those and see if I can pull the audio and get people to just scream, Dom and Jeremy!
That's so good.
And so check it out. It's going to be on our Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy. It's called Just Scream.
Plus, you'll feel better, right?
You sure will. Release some stress.
This is the old primal scream therapy
has
been around for a while.
Yep. Yep. Check it out, all right?
But you got to scream Dom and Jeremy.
Passionately, too.